Joined here with Coach Brian Gentry here in the post game, and Coach, just a tough start there. Got down 10-0, and seemed like everything was just going Circle's way. And you guys had your moments where you got it to within 4 or 5 in that first half, but Circle just had too much this afternoon.
Yeah, they did. To start the game, they got some easy looks, and we had some turnovers early, so. That's not a good combination to have. When we did get good looks, we couldn't finish them, around the rim there. And I don't know what it was, shooting wise, but obviously wasn't very good. We just could not put the ball in the basket, around the rim. I mean, even close ones, point blank ones, we just struggled to put it in there. And some of that was, probably being a little bit sped up, but. Credit to Circle, they came out and ran mainly zone, which they haven't done. And we just got stuck watching the game. I think we went into halftime with 2 offensive rebounds. And against the zone with our size, that's unacceptable. We've got to do a better job of rebounding the ball. And they kind of took it to us. And then, obviously they start to build the lead in the second half, and we got to start pressuring. And so once they get it out, they've got good enough guards. They get it out, and they really run the floor well, which we knew, and really opened up the game there in the second half.
Did they do some things on offense, like, kind of their drivers, little floaters that maybe caught you off maybe a little bit?
Well, if you want me to say it, I'll say it. This was our worst defensive game of the year. So many miscommunications, ball screen situations, a lot of them. We had a lot of miscues when it came to ball screen stuff, which allowed them to get downhill. And I would say no, it's not anything that they've done differently than anybody else that we've played. It was just an off night. When it came to communication, it was pretty poor. We battled, but we just in the end we gave up way too many wide open looks. And when a team starts to build that lead, you like I said, you start taking extra chances, and you get a little bit too high in the passing lane, and they do a very good job of making you pay for it with back cuts. But the biggest thing that they did tonight was they went zone for pretty much the whole game, and very rarely used their man-to-man, which, on film, it's usually been they make it, they're going to be in man, they're going to press, but they always fall back into man unless it's a baseline out of bounds. And tonight they did a good job of mixing up their defense and forcing us to play zone offense, and we just couldn't get the ball to go in.
And, you look back, you guys would have those runs where you get back into it, and then you had that opportunity to cut a little closer, and it felt like you guys would miss a layup, and they'd go down and hit a three-point play or a basket. And that, those are some of those things when you those add up, it just feels like that the mental mentality of it, or things just kind of cave in on you guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, that. There was a bunch of whistles that got and ones and 3 free throws. So, I mean, those are tough. You don't see, very many fouls on threes. And they did a good job of, getting to the basket, getting contact and finishing. And even when they shot threes, our guys were flying out there a little bit, maybe too quick and coming up underneath the shooter, not letting them land. So that's a very good team, and they did a very good job. We just, when we got it to 4, it kind of felt like we had settled in, and because early on we had so many turnovers, but we just, again, we could not put the ball in the basket around the rim. And from the outside against their zone, the middle's open. Yeah. We just didn't flash enough. We just kind of stood and waited for our turn to catch it along the perimeter. And aside from Avery, I we really just didn't go down there very much.
And, for the one, we'll go with the seniors here in a little bit, but first, for the ones returning, they know what they need to do. They get the taste of a sub-state championship game and a sub-state type atmosphere. What do they need to do to maybe kind of push this team to the next level next year?
Well, I mean, it starts with shooting. Mm-hmm. All of them need to stay in the gym, get in the gym a lot, and get a lot of shots up. Ball handling is there. Mm-hmm. We got to improve on that a little bit because, with our seniors, we're losing some size, we're losing some length, so we're going to need guards to be dangerous. Mm-hmm. And some of that is changing pace. We've got to do a better job of changing speeds, hesitation dribbles, things like that, which are all very, they're time consuming to work on. It takes a long time to feel comfortable with that ball in your hand. Right now Eloy's probably the guard that does have that. So we need other guards to really step up. But, you know, given the fact that we're going to have a lot of guards next year, I mean, yep. shooting the ball from the outside is going to have to be a strength. So that is definitely something that we will spend a lot of our summer on.
Well, and lastly, the seniors, they've put in a pretty good run here. Dylan Duff, I know he went out. It wasn't available for you second half of the year. Sage Steckline, he stepped up big throughout the year. Avery Noel. He played some pretty darn good ball this year. And Coy Vance, he's just a tough kid off the bench there. And then Brendan Bailey didn't get a lot of minutes, but he was kind of one of those cheerleaders on the bench yeah. there. But good group of seniors you're going to miss here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the toughest part about, you know, ending your season is you've spent so much time. And for us, I mean, a lot of time in the summers, you know, whether mm-hmm. we were going to a tournament, we were going to, you know, KU camp, we went to Estes and had a trip with our guys. So a lot of memories have been mm-hmm. created with those guys. A lot of heart, a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. just dedication to the program. And, you know, I told them in the locker room, you know, everybody has a role and you got a star in it. And so when you're referring to Brendan, mm-hmm. you know, he did. He starred yep. in his role. He was an enthusiastic supporter of all yeah. of our players. He helped them get better at practice. Coy's kind of been that player for a number of years where, mm-hmm. you know, he it doesn't look flashy, but he gets a lot of things done. Smart, intelligent player, good passer. And he always keeps the mood light. You know, he's a pretty funny kid. And you know, we're going to miss him. And we're glad that we got Sage out for those last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, he's really helped us defensively. He covers up a lot of gaps that may have been open. Mm-hmm. Does a good job, you know, contesting at the rim. So, you know, we're going to miss him. And then Avery, you know, I'm just, you know, starting at the beginning of the season, just very grateful that Avery was able to have, you know, a senior season of basketball because yeah. Coming out of football, we weren't so sure with the elbow. So he had to sit out for a while. But luckily we got him back and what a tough kid. I mean, he's physical. He cuts. He rebounds. He defends the best player every game for us. And, I mean, just a kid that you it's tough to replace. Something like mm-hmm. that. I mean, it's a mentality thing. You know, a lot of guys don't really have that mentality of I'll run through anything for yeah. my team. And he definitely does that. So, I mean, yeah, the big group of seniors there, we're sure going to miss them. I thought they did so well this year. And, you yes. know, talk about up and down season. You know, it couldn't have been more up and down. We start the season 6-0. We go on a stretch where we lose like 7 out of 9 or 9 out of 12 or something like that. So mentally, that can really play with you. And then yep. we finish off the regular season with a win against the state-ranked Goodland team. We go to Andale against another ranked team for the first round of sub-state and pull off that win right there. So, I mean, a lot of up and down, but these guys never wavered. They continued to show up to practice the right way, and we're going to miss them.
Thanks again for everything all season long. This has been a fun team to cover throughout the year, and I hate to see it come to an end. But for you guys, as always, thanks for everything. Been great working with you.
Yeah, thank you, Adam, for everything.
You betcha. Once again, comment.